A common theme in in the way I go about understanding other people's ideas, scientific ideas, is that I change their words to make the idea my own. It's become pretty much a habit, I guess. I don't just do it to understand the idea, but I sometimes do it because I think the words that they're using are maybe they're dumbing it down so much, trying to explain it to the common man. And they dumb it down so much that it starts to not make sense, you know. So I change it to what I think they mean. So it's quite possible that I don't really understand their ideas, that I think I do, but I am way off because I changed the words and maybe I changed the meaning. Maybe, I don't know. So anyways, though, this video is going to be, again, my description of the Big Bang. Using my own words that I have good reason to suspect are wrong, and I'll get into that later. But that if I'm right, it might explain quite a few things. It might explain non-locality, it might explain even dark energy. And I'll explain what I mean in a little bit. So, anyways, though, this video is gonna be again, it's gonna be about the same thing, which is my most unpopular videos, which is my ideas about the Big Bang. When I was trying to understand the way scientists described the Big Bang, certain words that they used did not quite make sense to me. For example, they referred to the whole universe at the point of when the Big Bang supposedly started. The whole universe was extremely small, and that did not make sense to me because they had previously said that there was no space and no time. So why would the size of the universe matter? It not only should it not matter, but it doesn't make sense to refer to it extremely small. So me trying to understand what they were trying to explain, I changed the words as from extremely small to saying that a causality was instantaneous. And what I mean by causality being instantaneous, imagine if the universe, if we could not make it bigger, still imagine it extremely small, like the way scientists describe it, but imagine it magnified so that we could actually see it, right? Because according to them, it would be so small that we would not be able to see it. So anyways, though, so imagine it that we could magnify it to this size. But what I mean by causality being instantaneous is that whatever happened on this side of the universe would affect what happens on this side of the universe instantaneously. In other words, there was no space and there was no time because everything happened instantaneous throughout the universe. I was trying to describe what they were describing, but with better words, with more accurate words. At least that's what I thought. And that was it. I didn't expect anything other than to try to understand what they were describing. But then when I was reading this book, this happened maybe almost, I don't know, 6 months ago, maybe a year ago, I was reading this book, and in here, I realized, I'm not gonna read it again like I did in the previous video, but I realized because of Einstein's famous formula, E equals mc squared, I was not describing what they were describing. I was actually describing something completely different. Because in the formula, E equals mc squared, C is referring to the speed of causality. Most people would say the speed of light, which is means exactly the same thing. The speed of causality is the speed of light, so it's exactly the same thing. But it actually means causality, and it's not a C because of causality. The first letter in causality would be a C. it's a C because in math, when you use the letter C, it means a constant. C in math represents a constant. That's why it's a C, not because of causality. And constant means that it doesn't vary, that it's always the same. And that same is, if I remember correctly, and that constant, if I remember correctly, is 108,000 miles a second. Yes, a second. So when I was describing with my words, the way trying to understand what they were describing with their words, I was actually saying that C was a variable. Variable means that it varies. And I was saying that it started, that causality went from instantaneous, from being instantaneous, and then it started to slow down. So I was saying that it was a variable starting with infinity going towards zero. That's pretty much it. So I was contradicting what Einstein said that formula means, right? I was changing it from a constant to a variable. Unknowingly, because at the time when I was trying to describe all this, I had no idea. It wasn't until I read this book or I was in like the, 10th page of the book that I realized that I was describing something completely different. So obviously I'm wrong, right? Obviously Einstein is 1,000 times more likely to be right than me, especially since pretty much all scientists agree with Einstein. So where would I get the balls to contradict him? Well, I don't have the balls to contradict him. But I keep thinking about it and I keep coming towards the same thing, to my description of the Big Bang instead of their description. Just a few weeks ago, I don't know when I was making the video, I had already recorded the video, but I was editing. I didn't even notice it as I was talking, recording myself in the video. But when I was editing the video, the movie Avengers Endgame, Time Travel Partially Explained. When I was describing, if you could go faster than causality, faster than the speed of light, what would happen? I again was describing my idea of the Big Bang, where causality would be instantaneous. So this will be the third time that through thinking about other things, I go back to thinking of my idea for the Big Bang, which I have to say has to be wrong. But let's for a few seconds consider, what if I am right? What if Einstein is wrong and I am right? Well, some scientists, I have no idea who, how, I wouldn't be able to name them. Some scientists have considered that causality, the speed of causality, has varied. I think they could think it's varied slightly, or I don't know how much, but not where it would be instantaneous the way I used to think about it. So there are some scientists that have considered a smaller, less out there version of my idea. But like I was saying earlier, if for a few seconds I consider the idea that what if Einstein is wrong, constant C in his formula being a variable, then my idea could explain causality slowing down continuously still to this day. Might also explain dark energy. Dark energy being that scientists have noticed that objects, galaxies actually, extremely far apart, that they seem to be speeding up, moving away faster. The further away they are, the faster they're moving away. The space, in a way, seems to be growing in between those galaxies. So another way to look at that same phenomenon is to think of it as causality through all that space is slowing down. What it seems, if causality is slowing down, it would seem that the objects or galaxies would seem to be moving further and faster away from each other. We're again using different words to explain the same phenomenon. So I keep coming to, from different directions, from different ideas, I keep coming to the idea that causality might be slowing down. That causality was instantaneous at the point of the universe development where supposedly it was extremely small. But instead of it expanding the way they would describe it, it's simply causality within the universe started to slow down and went from infinite, from instantaneous, to whatever would be under instantaneous. And then it's been continuously slowing down through all this 14 billion years. And the only way we can see it, notice it, is with objects extremely far away, which we scientists have been referring to that phenomenon as dark energy. I seriously doubt that I am correct, but the idea makes sense to me. I like the idea, even though it's highly unlikely that I could be right, because I don't have the balls to contradict Einstein. Anyways, hopefully that's made some sense to somebody, whoever might be watching this. Don't forget to comment in the comment section, or like or unlike the videos. But what I especially would appreciate it if whoever's watching this video, you would share it, this video, with other scientifically inclined friends or acquaintances or whoever, maybe professors. I would greatly appreciate it, and I would like as much feedback as possible. I guess that's it.